This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going yard off of Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton now in the bullpen. One inning, three hits, two runs. Said homer. He sits here on this May 5th. His record, let's see here. It's 0-6. 7 home runs and 27 and two-thirds innings pitched. His earned run average is a robust 9.76. His whip would be a great ERA. It's 2.20. Abysmal for a major league starting pitcher who's making $15 million this year. Again, he's been a really good pitcher during his career. Really good in the playoffs. 41. Sometimes you're just 41 and you start pitching like it. Velocity's still in mid-90s, but the execution performance speaks volumes. So, before we get back to the phones at 410-583-1057, talking about the Orioles on this off day, last place in the East, had a chance to win back-to-back series for the first time this year, couldn't do it. Had a chance to win three straight games for the first time this year. Couldn't do it. I'll start. Charlie Morton's an F. Unmitigated disaster, and there's no other way to describe it. He has been terrible for the Orioles this year.
He's walked 21 batters, too. And even yesterday in the game, I mean, 1-2, got the first two guys out easily, and then it went to his F. You know, I mean, then he went back to being who he is.
I'm afraid what he might say if you asked him to grade himself. I think we might get one of those long Charlie Morton answers at this point of, well, I've actually, all my other pitches are an A+, but my curveball's an F, and that's just the real problem right now. No. Can't say that anymore. You stink. Yeah. You stink out loud. It's an F. Yep. And even if you wanted to frame it, you know, and try to spin it a certain type of way, that if they had signed him as, like, you know, a tack-on piece at the very end, that they had filled out their rotation, but Morton was just like the sixth or seventh guy to maybe dip into him at some point this season, it would still be an F if he performed that way. But it becomes even worse when you view it for what it is that he was, what, their number two starter? He started the second game of the season? Just complete failure, top to bottom.
Yep, and last year for the Braves, he was 8-10, made 30 starts. He was all supposed to be an innings eater and, you know, back end of the rotation level guy. You know, 8-10, 4.19 ERA, more innings pitched than hits. I mean, the walk number, the whip wasn't astronomical. He did pitch poorly in September for them as they made the playoffs. But this is a guy that has done pretty well throughout his career, and he has been dreadful this season for the Orioles. And as Nolan said, he moved up the depth chart because of injuries to other pitchers. So this is an easy one. Charlie Morton gets an F for an Orioles starting pitcher. Let's move to Dean Kramer, because he's an interesting story here. He's 3-4, coming off a great start. His whip's 1.38. ERA is 5.73. 7 home runs allowed. And man bun tends to give up the gopher ball from time to time. You know, I want more from him moving forward. And what we saw Friday night is what he's capable of doing, of course. But he's been real inconsistent the last couple of years. So I'm giving Man Bun a C-, maybe even pushing kind of a D. But he's been trending upwards his last couple of starts here. Fair.
What Big Ben said yesterday was welcome to May, because he always stinks usually in April, and then he starts to pick it up a little bit. Yeah, he's had one really good performance. Friday night, when he was awesome. I mean, the game was over almost by 9 o'clock. I mean, that thing just flew by. And we'll see. Yeah, right now, Bob, not good.
Yeah, C-.
Yeah.
You pass, but you're not getting any, like, valedictorian stuff or whatever the hell that thing's called. Like Nolan was.
Right. Oh, A-plus student. Model student.
Oh, we're... No. Oh, you're...
not even close. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
You're Nick Pivetta right now.
Right. Well, you know, Dean Kramer, he really was awesome on Friday. And only 82 pitches when he left. I mean, could have been a case to be made for him coming back out for another inning, but I guess you'd prefer start clean there. You're coming off the off day, so no harm, no foul. Certainly no reason to complain about that win. But I'm going to go D-plus for Dean Kramer because, again, besides that start on Friday... Really just one other where I would consider it winning baseball, and that was a start against Cleveland in mid-April. 5 1/3 allowed the one earned run. They win that game. Other than that, I mean, he gave up 2 runs against Kansas City the first time, but he got taken out before he could finish the fifth. So just not deep enough. Again, inflated pitch count even when he has pitched well at times this year. Not enough for me to tap into the C's yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.